the band are Feeder, and that's called Eskimo. Or another band called Eskimo, and that's called Feeder.
Feeder is the band.
Feeder is the band. That's what I thought. Feeder is the band, isn't it? That's why I thought, yeah. Right, my, you heard of another voice there, and I'm delighted to welcome from the BBC, the opposition, actually. Stuart does all BBC sports all over Essex and London, but he's here for a different reason today, aren't you, Stuart? What are you up to?
Well, I've flown in today, Mike.
You're not working, are you? Why don't you work here? Oh, I know why. That's better.
That's better. Yeah. It's in Mike is producing and presenting this show and decided to have me on a different mic to the one that I'm sat on. But good afternoon, folks, yeah. I'm Stuart Smith. I've known Mike for a long time.
I'm just trying to think. Probably about 1978 or 9.
Yeah,
there we both used to foolishly kick a football together.
Yes, and now we talk about it and things, which is a lot easier. I'm here for a different reason, really, because it's something a bit off the wall. I happened to go to a breakfast meeting about a month ago, maybe five weeks ago. And I do go to a few breakfast meetings. This one happened to be at St. Luke's Hospice. And whilst there, I said, Stuart, would you like to take part in a sponsored wing walk?
Mm.
I said,
You didn't hear the wing bit, you just heard the walk bit.
Yeah. I said, what exactly do you want me to do? Well, raise 500 quid or more and stand on top of an aeroplane. So I thought, well, I'm a bit slow on the uptake on the money at the moment because certain people haven't actually sponsored me yet, but I know they will.
Yes, I will.
I just thought I'd get that in.
Yeah.
So, yes, on Sunday morning, I shall be at Damins Hall Aerodrome, which is Upminster. It's kind of between Aveley and Upminster.
Yeah.
I've got to be there for 9, and I'm in a slot between 9:30 and 10 with 3 other people, and there's people all morning doing this. To raise money for St. Luke's, which is a hospice based in Basildon, which serves mainly Basildon and Thurrock, but I'm sure takes in others as well. It's not the biggest unit in the world, but it costs thousands of pounds a day, probably an hour, actually, to run. So they raise money in many, many different ways. And I said, yeah, I'll give it a go. So if I can raise £500 or £600, you know, I'll probably keep them going for 10 minutes, but at least you feel you've done something. And for those folks who don't want to stand on top of an aeroplane or can't for whatever reason, then maybe they might want to dig into their pockets and chuck 10, 20, 30 quid towards it and think at least you've got the feeling that you've done something good for the community.
Absolutely. Well, any particular reason you chose St. Luke's in the first place or just...
They chose me. It's not... I just happened to be there and they said, we're doing this and, you know, I think you might like to do it. But you, Mike, you know, you're a very, very accomplished athlete, as we know. But you've told me that you don't fancy doing it, but I can tell you're not allowed to do it.
I'm not allowed to do it. And why am I allowed to do it?
Because you're too heavy.
Big.
I said heavy.
Big. Okay. Big. Tall. I'm tall.
There is a weight limit. And one of the things about doing this, honestly, there's a weight limit.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, and I was about 12 and a half stone, I think, something like that. But the limit is 12.2. So when I told my family, I think... that night or the morning, that within a day or two, we had some of the folks around and said, oh, by the way, I'm doing a wing walk. Well, my wife's kind of accustomed to me doing strange things. I have thrown myself out of an aeroplane before now, and I've swum a mile in the Thames and various little stupid little things. Yeah. So didn't even bat an eyelid, you know. But I said, there is a bonus. I said, I've got to lose a few pounds. So that got me more brownie points. So I'm now to 12 stone and about half a pound, and I can't be any more than 12.2.
There's some chocolate biscuits in front
of you. Well, I was going to refer to those. It was the reason that anybody who's worked in radio, particularly if you have guests coming in, you tend to have biscuits and cakes and so on.
Absolutely.
Although I have to say that the radio stations that I've worked on where people do send in home baked cakes. There is a there is a kind of a thing. Yeah, unless it's wrapped and it comes in a box and it's from one of the well-known stores, we tend not to eat them because you never know how they've been made. That's all I'm saying. Mike knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. That is a sealed, well, was a sealed packet till I opened them and I've eaten a quarter already.
Yeah, and it does you when you're working in a studio on your own and nobody, I mean, I put the kettle on the way in here, but I didn't make the coffee. I thought I'd make a start. But no, I'm looking forward to it. I know a couple of people that are doing the and they said the jump. Hopefully it's not the jump.
No, don't do the jump.
Doing the walk. And people said, yeah, but you're not actually walking, are you? I said, no, fair enough. I'm just strapping myself to the top of a plane.
A biplane, an ancient biplane. You do know what you're going up here, don't you?
I think it's having an MOT as we speak. But I spoke to one of my grandchildren this morning. Well, I spoke to both of them this morning. And I said to the oldest one, who's before in November, his name's Buddy. I said, Buddy, Sunday morning, you're going to come and watch Grandad stand on top of an aeroplane as it flies. And he went, no, Grandad, no. Under. I said, oh, it's okay for me to be under the plane, is it, but not on top? Yes. So I think he wants me strapped underneath rather than stood on top. But I'm looking forward to it.
I do recall films from the 30s where young ladies would be strapped onto biplanes and then they would fly upside down and they go into ditches or ravines and so their head level was below the surface. Well, you don't want to try that, do you? Really?
I mean, I've done commentary on air shows over a number of years, and there we've had the real acrobats and, again, the girls on top, and they twizzle around.
Yeah.
And also you see them where they come off the top of the wing and then climb down into the cockpit. Now, unless the pilot has a cardiac, I'm not going to be doing that.
Okay.
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 If he does, I'll be down there as quick as you like.
Okay.
You know?
Have you trained? What's been your training routine to go up?
I'm doing it now. Actually, here I am. Yep. I'm sitting down.
Yep.
The trainer's involved, really, because I think what you must be perched on, must be like a bar stool, so I've tried sitting on a few bar stools.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Have you tried practiced your screaming?
No, but I do remember Roy Castle doing this once.
Yeah.
Roy Castle, and he was on Record Breakers, I think it was, or Blue Peter or whatever. And he flew across the channel on top of a plane.
Okay.
Now, as you say, I do some work for the BBC, and everything now has got to be risk assessed and so on. Now, in those days, the risk assessment wasn't quite as it was. Well, he had a camera on him, you know, but not a cameraman, just a camera fixed on him and so on, and the pilot's going away. I don't know that he could communicate with the pilot, anything, probably not. But his clothing wasn't that great, and his face, he was trying to be talking as he's going flying across the channel. And after a few minutes, his face just froze up. He was absolutely perished. Absolutely perished. But he made it to the other side, you know.
Bless him.
Now, I know, I've got a little scooter always around. And I wear one of those little not face masks, but a snood kind of thing, you know, which just stops it. So I'm going to take my snood with me on Sunday. I might need it. I'm hoping I can take a GoPro and get it filmed, but I think they might be a little bit iffy on that. I don't know. But if anybody would like to sponsor me, they're more than welcome to do so.
This is the important bit.
Okay. So if you know me, great. And if you don't know me, well, that's okay. If you want to support St. Luke's Hospice. But I've got a Just Giving page. Not the easiest one to find. But if you go on www.justgiving.com, write this down, /fundraising/R for radio, RADIO, capital S, Stuart, STUART, and capital S, Smith. SMITH.
I got that wrong. Radio Stuart
Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Radio Stuart Smith, but a capital R, capital S, capital S.
And donate at will.
Yeah. But also, if you do that, and the good thing, I'm trying to get people to do it that way, because if you're a taxpayer, rather than a tax exile like you, Mike, a taxpayer, you can put the gift aid on there, which doesn't cost you anything, but the charity gets another 25% from the government. So,
tell you what we'll also do, even better than me rambling on about it later and getting it wrong, I will put that link on our webpage.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
So you can do that as well. All I can say, mate, is best of luck. I shall be there I won't say wave goodbye, because that's not the right... That's, no.
Support
is a better
support.
Word.
Support. Encourage.
Right. I can't let you go. We have to talk about... Stuart works for the BBC, and all I've seen was working at Dagenham Red Bridge, covering all Daggers games. I'm his opposite, doing the same for Phoenix FM. And, of course, last season we went down.
Yes.
This season, all sorts of things have been going on. Board meetings, there's never been so many board meetings, there's been takeover bids. It seems to have been solved. Basically what's happened is that there's the club has suddenly announced that they haven't got very much money. A businessman has come in with an offer. Supporters didn't like that offer. They've come up with another bid. and that bid wasn't big enough. And after a big bun fight and a lot of mudslinging and all sorts of things, nasty things happening, it seems that they're in a good place now and that they've combined and things. Is that your understanding?
Yeah. I've not seen it signed off.
No, nothing's actually happened yet. But no.
A lot of concerns, you know, support. It's a members club, but there's only a few actual members, and a lot of those are not regular visitors. A lot of them are very, very elderly people that don't particularly get involved and don't know necessarily what has been going on. But it's not a good thing. Maybe I could have done a sponsored wing walk to save them.
Yeah, when you finish that one.
What else can I do? I think it's good to see they've had a good start to the season. But after many, many years of covering almost exclusively Dagenham and Redbridge, I'm quite enjoying doing different things at the moment. Mm. So, just recently, I've been at East Thurrock. I was at Billericay last week. Billericay against Bognor Regis.
You'll be at Brentwood soon, won't you?
Probably, yeah. I was at Southend on Tuesday night, and I've got a very interesting game tomorrow at the Emirates. Arsenal legends against AC Milan legends.
Fantastic.
So that'll be up there, and I'll just be doing updates on BBC London.
And I've been covering the new West Ham, and now playing a West Ham, what do they call now, the Premier League 2 team.
Yeah.
Which is basically the old word for reserves.
Yeah, the youngsters.
Well, it's not just the youngsters, it's reserves as well.
Yeah.
So
on a Monday night, isn't it?
On a Monday night, and West Ham players who have been maybe coming back through injury, they'll get games in those games as well. So, Mick McCarthy was there the other night, and it was West Ham Newcastle, and the Newcastle manager Peter Beardsley.
Yeah,
it's great to see Peter Beardsley at Dagenham. You know, really, really great.
Still selling calendars, is he?
Of course he is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I went to Grays Athletic a couple of weeks ago. Still playing at the Millfield. They're still ground sharing with Averley. Brand new ground going in Averley as well. That's very exciting for next year or maybe the year after. And good to see Gray sort of got Jamie Stewart back as the manager now, ex-player, and the enthusiasm there is brilliant. So,
if you can support, as you say, we're right next door to Brentwood. You know, if you can support your local club, everybody's got their favourite Premiership team or Championship team, but you can't always afford to go. You can't always get the time to go. It doesn't work. But
especially Manchester, Stuart.
Well, he's having a go because I'm a Manchester United fan. I have been since I was 4 years old, which is at least 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Possibly more with VAT.
Yeah, okay.
But I was a Lancashire-born person.
Were you? I didn't know that.
However, I started supporting them when I lived in Somerset, would you believe? And somebody, it must have been one of my parents' friends, I guess, and it wasn't long after Munich and so on, you know, that somebody influenced me to support Manchester United. I've got no idea who it was, and of course in Somerset it's not a hotbed of football. You've got the Oval at that, and at 4 years old, 5 years old, what do you know, you know?
Exactly.
My parents were Burnley fans. All my family apart from me were born in Burnley. I was born a few miles up the road. And so I don't know why, but I've supported Manchester United since I was 4 or 5 years old. And of course, then I saw some good times and some not so good, then some horrible times, and then some really good times, and now it's a little bit, you know.
I
think you have to stick with whoever it is you stick with.
Well, I was the same at the same age, and I only supported Manchester United because my grandfather did, and then I started probably at the age of 11. I was going to my father was a Spurs supporter, and he started taking me to Spurs games. Then I went with my mates to Spurs games, and obviously when you start going every week, then you support the team. Like, I'm now a Daggers fan, and I was a Grays Athletic fan, and I'm still a Spurs fan.
So really, you're anybody's, aren't you?
I'm anybody.
Officially, you are still a Manchester United fan. You cannot change your club.
No, and my favourite team of all times is still the best Charlton and Brian Kidd team of 68.
I'll make you smile, though. I was at a wedding reception last night for my wife's cousin and his bride, and we weren't there for the day, but just for the evening, and I saw the cards, you know, the table cards?
Yeah.
And each table was named after a Spurs player.
Was it really?
Yeah. So, all the, you know, it was the Jimmy Greaves all that. Yeah. Although I think Torsved, the goalkeeper, I think he was one of the things as well. A bit random, really. I think you stick with the team you stick with.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Right, well, let's hope you stick on the plane.
I just thought of something. Do you remember the advert a few years ago? Was it for the wallpaper paste or something?
Yeah.
Where they got the guy in the boiler suit and wallpaper pasted him to the plane.
They must have paid him a lot of money.
Maybe I need to do that.
Maybe you need to. Look, just give us, how can we, the most important thing is raising the money. So just give us that address again.
Okay, so the money's going to be raised for St Luke's Hospice, okay? My name is Stuart Smith, so you can go, you can send money into the hospice any time, of course, drop it in or whatever. But if you want to go to the website, justgiving.com, so it's www.justgiving.com. justgiving.com/fundraising/Radio Stuart Smith, and Stuart is S-T-U-A-R-T, capital letter for the R, S and S, and that'll get you there, and you can donate, and you know, whether it be 5, 10, 15, 20, 1,000 pounds, whatever, all appreciated.
Right, I don't want to make this sound like if it goes wrong, can I have a car?
This one's going back in a couple of weeks. I've got a new one arriving in a couple of weeks' time, so you can have that. Yeah.
Cheers, mate, and I hope it all works out for you. I really mean that, and good luck, and I hope you raise lots and lots of money. And thanks for coming to drop in today.
We know how much you love the NHS. We want the NHS to be fit for the future, so that's why we want to talk to you about our proposed